K0JV, I copy you, Dave.
Okay, got a short tail on it. I'm not used to it. Thanks, Josh. Calling the Tri-City Tipsnet. Calling the Tri-City Tipsnet. Good evening. Welcome to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tipsnet. This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango. My name is Dave, and I'm located in the town of Preston. I will be your net control this evening. Membership in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club is not necessary for your participation. All licensed amateurs are welcome to check into the net. And of course, those that do not wish to check in are certainly welcome to listen. This net normally operates on 147.060 with a PL zone of 156.7. This evening, we're on the secondary, which is 146.97, with the same PL tone of 156.7 hertz. The net is held each Wednesday evening, starting at 7 p.m. local time, or thereabouts, with various net controllers on a rotating basis. This net is intended to provide informal operating environment for new operators as well as experienced amateurs. The purpose of the net is to provide a venue of presenting questions and obtaining answers and advice related to amateur radio. Also to promote good fellowship among amateur radio operators and to encourage the use of good operating procedures. Let me reset. Net is a directed open net. That means we call for a round of check-ins. When we have everyone checked in, we'll go down to the list for comments and questions. During the check-in, please state if you have a question or a comment. We'll ask you your questions after everyone is checked in. There are three sections to the TIPSnet. First is the open round, open net with rounds of questions and comments. Second is a section for announcements of upcoming events and items of interest. Third, there is an opportunity for those who wish to swap, sell, or are seeking amateur-related devices. Unless otherwise directed, all communications should be directed to the net control. When checking into the net, please say, "This is," release the mic button to ensure that no one else has called at the same time you have. Then slowly give your call sign phonetically along with your name and location and state if you have a comment or question. Let me reset. This is Dave, K1 Delta Charlie Tango, your net control for this evening. We'll start taking check-ins now. Please come with your call sign slow.
Good evening, Nat. Here is Kilo Alpha 6, Papa Delta Golf, Kevin in Norwich. No questions or anything at this point.
No questions at this time. Here is
Kilo Charlie 1 Tango Whiskey Romeo, Tim, City of Groton, Mobile, and Bud Park.
we're good. So far, we have K6PDG, Kevin. K0JB, Josh. KC1PWR, and I missed part of yours, Tim, and I'm not sure why. So I didn't catch whether you have a question or a comment. And I don't believe Chuck mentioned, so I'll just quickly stop. Tim, did you have a question or comment for the net this evening? This is K1 Delta Charlie Tango in the tip net.
W1FJW has no questions. Thank you.
And KC1TWR does have a comment, but no question.
Okay, could be a very short net. let's get to your comment, Tim, and then we'll see if that stirs up any questions. So, KC1TWR, this is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango in the tip set. Go ahead with your comment.
Thank you, Dave. That is an annoying tale, I have to admit. Not yours personally, but the repeaters. And I've heard it's going to be a short net, and next thing I know, we're up against the 8 o'clock. But we'll see how it goes tonight. Anyhow, my comment is, part of getting ready for field day, got me thinking about other things. Last year, Tri-City did the flat hammock. This year, we're looking to do Sandy Point off of Stonington. And it dawned on me, gee, maybe that can be an island on the air type of thing. So we submitted and got approval from the United U.S. Islands Group, which is just islands within the United States. And interestingly enough, we got two numbers for the island, because the island is actually half in Connecticut, half in Rhode Island. And they told us, as long as we set up somewhere where that border is, somewhere near there, not at the tip of the island, but somewhere right in the middle where it crosses, we could actually give out both at the same time, which is good for people who are trying to, you know, collect things. But I also submitted for the IOTA, Islands on the Air, which is a UK-based world island group, and you score points or what have you by getting groups of islands rather than individual islands. And Sandy Point was not listed as an island in the Connecticut group or the Rhode Island group, so I tried to submit, found out that it has to be more than 200 meters from mainland, which that one is like 180 meters, and secondly, it can't be in an alcove or anything where it's like a bay. It has to be out further into the sound or into the ocean. So I found that of interest, and that's what I wanted to share. Back to net control. This is Kilo Charlie 1 Tango Whiskey Romeo Mobile.
Well, thank you, Tim. That's interesting. I didn't know there were so many rules about that. I've never personally applied for an island on the air type thing, but sounds like a fun excursion. There's no shade out there, I'll tell you that right now. I know where it is. So, with that, let's go to the top of the heap. And we'll see what Kevin has to say, and maybe that stirred up something in his brain. So K6PDG, this is K1DPD in the tip net.
Thanks, Dave. Yes, my brain is bubbling and curdling and rolling around and rumbling. hope everybody was able to make it over to the repeater here. I will just mention for general purposes and for the recording that because I wasn't able to switch the receiver around in time, I'm recording the net tonight the old-fashioned way, so I apologize for any lack of quality for those who might listen in the future. Found Tim's announcement very interesting, or comment, let's call it a comment for now. I was aware that Sandy Point was in two states, but I didn't know about all those rules. That was fascinating. I guess I can understand why they do that, perhaps. And a question I would have regarding same, and I'm going to reset. I'm not sure what the timer is here. it's probably standard, but just to make sure. My question would be, can an island be in a freshwater body, such as a lake, for example, as long as it's 200 meters or more offshore? Or now that I think about it, maybe that wouldn't adhere to the rule about, to use Tim's word, alcove or bay. I don't know. Maybe Tim has the rules in front of him and can look that up for us. Other than that, I don't think I have anything worthwhile at this point, but I'm glad Tim... So I'm wondering if the club is going to... Does the U.S. version, not IOTA, but the U.S. Islands, whatever he called it, do they have their own contest at some other point? So there you go, KA6PDG. Back to my coffee cup.
All right, Kevin. Well, you certainly did stir things up a little bit. If can we have an island? Well, I know there are islands out in Rogers Lake, and. Oh, what's the big lake up in East Hampton? Poker Pod. There's some islands out there, so I guess, I don't know. Tim will have to do his research on that and get back to us before we get back to him. So, Josh, any thoughts about islands on the air or anything else that's stirred up so far? This is, let's see, K0JEB, K1DCT in the tip stand.
K0JEB, I actually don't have any comments about any of that. I'm just sitting back listening, so maybe I'll have something on the next round. It's K0JEB, back to net control.
All right, Josh. Well, thanks. Thanks for listening, and maybe not putting another oar in the water and stirring it up too much. And by now, that certainly should have been enough time for Tim to have looked up all the rules pertinent to islands on the air and all things similar. So, Tim, what do you have? What else do you have to add? KC1 DWR, K1 DCT, and Tipstat.
Well, Dave, actually, I'm in my car at the beach, and my cell phone coverage tonight, for whatever reason, is not helping me. Plus, the websites for both groups are rather mixed in how they provide the information. I didn't realize that that IOTA, the UK-based one, was going to reject it because the rules are not, in my mind, adequately displayed. I don't know whether they would accept like the rule of the Great Lakes if there was an island there more than 200 meters away. Put up, he was on 6 meters, and we have other antennas that we use, and the group that's going out there is pretty well trained. Tina in 1EAT, we usually use her boat. She's offered that again this year, and she's very familiar with it, knows right where she wants to anchor, says that we'll be about 30 feet from shore, but still have to get in a little dinghy to get onto shore. So that's the way it'll be. Hopefully the weather will be a little bit better than last year. And with that, I'll go back to night control, KC1TWR.
Oh, very good, Tim. All right. Well, appreciate the all the info. Sounds like, a fun excursion. So the only thing that makes me question is islands on the air. So I guess if you live on Block Island, Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, Long Island, those are the local ones I can come up with. Fisher's Island, I guess you could claim to be island on the air year-round, I guess, according to the rules. That's, even Mason's Island. It's only a bridge, so you could go out there if you had some rich friends. Or out there to that monastery thing out there, and you could set up and be an island on the air without having to set foot on a boat, get your sneakers wet, or anything else. So, with that commentary, we'll see if Chuck has anything he'd like to throw in here. W1FJW, K1DCT, and a tipnet.
Well, I don't think I'll be going out to the island, but maybe I'll go down to Stonington Point and look across at it. I'll have to see what the weather's like on that day. That's about the only comment I have. Back to net, W1FJW.
All right, very good, Chuck. Yeah, that's, there are binoculars. You could probably practically read lips the distance out there. So with that, we've been down to the list one time. We'll take a little break here and see if we have any further check-ins for the Tri-City Amateur Radio Tipsnet this evening. Please call now. This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango. Do net control. Okay, well, I guess the growing list of check-ins is nearly exhaustive here. So we'll go down to the list again, see if anybody's stirred anything up. I mean, I'm starting to think about, Thoughts of Field Day next weekend are coming. So starting to think about, getting things checked out and make sure everything's ready to go. So that's my only addition to what we've talked about so far is field day plans and dreams of a clean sweep on all sections. K1DCT and the tips net. Kevin, any additional thoughts? K6PDG, K1DCT.
Thanks, Dave. Well, my imagination goes running. I enjoy this kind of thing. And Tim, you might want to increase power. Part of your transmission was difficult to copy. Maybe just a feature of the repeater still needing some work. I'm not sure. But anyway, let's see here. So I gather from Tim's comments that they're going to operate IOTA anyway, and U.S. island stations can get credit, but not IOTA station. I'm a little confused about that. And my other question was if there was a separate contest for the U.S. Islands. The other one that's interesting is Lighthouses on the Air, which the Raison Club did, I'd have to think how many years ago, when we when we set sail for Ledge Light in New London Harbor. I remember going out there for a couple of days. That was a whole lot of fun. I really don't remember the year. Maybe somewhere around 2005 or something. And activated that for lighthouses on the air. And I think, I know there's a number of lighthouses around. Some of them probably have been activated in the past, and maybe some have not. Let me reset. One other thought comes to mind, whether people want to chew on it or not, I don't know. But it occurs to me that we might want to keep in mind in, you know, if we should get a hurricane or anything, or any other type of widespread emergency situation in the area. We do seem to have a shortage of well-functioning, reliable repeaters here in eastern Connecticut, particularly in New London County, which makes me think how important it is to get used to using Simplex, testing out our Simplex capabilities, which I know Aries is doing a little bit of. Maybe some of the other nets should think about it as well. And I'll just finish with one quick remark, which is that there's a possibility I might be able to put antennas back where they're supposed to be next weekend. Wait a minute, next weekend's field day weekend. That's not going to happen. Well, we'll see what goes on. At least maybe I may be able to get the 2-meter antennas moved with my friend's assistance. But we're thinking they're a few days away from finishing up out here. We'll see. Time will tell whether I'm correct or not. But that's what the thinking is here on the street. KA6PDG back to net.
All right, Kevin. Yes, some very good thoughts there about some of our repeaters have been difficult, to say the least, and I know they're being worked on. I'm not griping about it. I know these things, having done that kind of stuff before, are it's complicated. You know, it's if it was easy to fix, then everyone would do it. So. So let's get on to Josh and see if he has any additional thoughts about something Kevin brought up, more island on the air thoughts, whatever may be coming to mind here, Josh. K0JB, K1DCT, in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet.
K0JB, good evening again, everybody on the net. Don't really have any comments for any of that stuff. I think all the bases are pretty much covered on that discussion. Don't have any experience with the islands on the air. Maybe I'll get a chance to participate with the club on that event. I don't know yet. And I'm just trying to make sure I got everything ready for field day. That's about all I got. 2 weeks to go, or not even 2 weeks to go, a week and a half, and it'll be fun time. So the thing that we're planning for this year is food and fun at the Wedgwood Fairgrounds. So if anybody's able to come down and join us for the event, I'm more than welcome to. And I'll send it back to you, Dave. K1DCT, K0JB.
All right, Josh. Yes, very good. I thought of something. Kevin brought up lighthouses. There's a lighthouse right at Avery Point, University of Connecticut, Avery Point. You don't need a boat. You just you can go right out there, and it is. I know it's been active before. If that's something that is of interest to someone. I will, well, I'll wait. I have a comment here. We'll come around to it. But for right now, we'll get back to Tim, KC1TWR. Any additional questions, comments, follow-up? Go ahead. This is K1DCT in the TIPSnet.
Thank you, Dave. Boosted my power, so hopefully it all comes through a little bit better. So far as touching on the islands thing again, we're not going to participate, as it were, in islands on the air because we haven't been sanctioned by that group. So we're just going to do the U.S. islands. With both groups, you're given a nomenclature type of thing, like a W-169 or what have you, that indicates what you are, you know, for people keeping track. And the contest is done similar to, like, Worked All States. There isn't a timing element involved. There's no particular weekend. It's just a you try and see how many you can get. And I don't know if there's an actual award for X amount, but that's one of the things I will look up, at least on the U.S. side. I think I'm going to pretty well just write off the IOTA for the moment. But we'll do that. As far as the lighthouses go, that's I love the idea. I do want to mention for Kevin, I'm sorry, but the lighthouse is already taken by the CARA group, Candlewood Amateur Radio Association, from the western part of the state. They've been doing it for about 4 or 5 years now. They can down set up here at Avery Point. The rules for lighthouses is you have to be able to, nice if you can be there at the lighthouse or on the lighthouse grounds, but you have to be where you can see the lighthouse. As long as you can see it, for instance, sitting here in Groton, I can look across the water at the New London Lighthouse, so I could do that from Groton. Ideally, though, I should, you know, be nice to be over there at the lighthouse. But let me reset real quick. I think one of the this is me speaking, I haven't done research, but I'm thinking that one of the reasons why they said that is so many of the lighthouses are now privately owned. You know, if you get a chance to take the lighthouse tour, ferry tour that comes out of New London, that hits, I think, 7 or 9 of the lighthouses, that they don't land at the lighthouses, but they stop, they circle the boats, everybody gets a chance to look at it, and the captain fills you in on the details of it and who's living there now and, you know, how things are being worked. But there are so many lighthouses here, and most of them are, you know, privately owned now, and certainly unmanned, you know, if people aren't living on the island. But, yeah, maybe that's something that especially Raison should think about, because you've got, as was mentioned, the one on Avery Point, which is interesting because the group doing lead light is sitting right there, you know, within spitting distance of it, but they don't do that one. So maybe two clubs together, that'd be interesting. Okay, and with that, back to net control, KC1TWR.
All right, very good. Yes, you are correct, Tim. So many of these lighthouses have been purchased by some sort of group, and they are private property now. It's not part of the U.S. government, where you could feel, as a taxpayer, somewhat entitled to set foot on it. About that, as they do about a lot of things. So let's down and see if we've stirred anything up for Chuck about lighthouses, island on the air, field day. Go ahead, Chuck. W1FJW, K1DCT in the tips net.
Well, it started years ago with the LAMPS program, which is an acronym for the Lighthouse Automation and Modernization Program. The problem was is help to run the lighthouses was getting expensive, so they tried to get the manned contingent off the lighthouses so that they'd be cheaper to run. And now the GPS, sat-nav, and other systems have obsoleted the lighthouse. There's most of them are going to be shut down and abandoned by the government, and so private institutions and nonprofits can grab them up cheap, relatively. They just have to bid against the local developers who want to turn it into a B&B. That's pretty much the story on that. Back to net, W1FJW.
Are really what you need. Well, that's a whole other discussion. I won't get deep into that. But I did come up with one comment here I want to throw out there. I know that this Sunday is the Mystic Triathlon, and last I knew, N1CLV was still looking for a few checkpoints to be covered. So if you haven't volunteered and are available, he is N1CLV@mac.com. I'm sure if you email him, he would be more than happy to settle you into a checkpoint. It's a nice little race. Most of the checkpoints are out on the bike course and the whole thing's over by 11 o'clock-ish. So that's that if you're available and have not already volunteered. With that, I'll make one more stop here and see if there's anyone that's been standing by wanting to check into the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. Please call now. This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango. All right, well, hearing none, I'm going to move into the next section here and see if anyone else has any comments, announcements for upcoming events, items of interest that we haven't specified yet on this trip around. So if anyone has anything they'd like to bring up, please call now. This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango in the TipsNet. KC1TWR recognizes K1DCT. Go ahead, Tim.
MCT is the president, and Josh K0JEB is the vice president. Tina N1EAT remained as treasurer, and Tom WH2ROYB remained as secretary. So just wanted to pass that information along, and looking forward to see what direction they take the club in this year. Back to net control, KC1TWR.
Or renewed in their positions. Josh. It's President of Vice. That was always one of my favorites. A little play on words there. We'll throw it up, not physically, just literally. One more time here to see if there's anyone else like to check in. Are there any questions, comments, announcements? Please come now. This is Kilo 1 Delta, Charlie Tango, and the Six Pack. Tonight, I suspect it's a fabulous day that we had out there, and tomorrow not looking so great, so I suspect people are outside tending gardens, cutting grass, maybe out for a little tour around the cove in their boat or something. So I'm going to kind of rush things along here a little bit and see if there's anyone out there looking to swap, sell, seeking amateur-related devices. Please call now. This is K1 Delta, Charlie Tango, and the Tips Net. All right. Well, not hearing anybody, and having a difficult time with the receiver here. At least I am. Oh, let's make this difficult. So I'm going to turn the lights up and shut the beer cap off early here tonight. Make one last call for the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net. This is last call from K1DCT Delta Charlie Tango. You're next in control. Well, not hearing anything, I thank all those that participated this evening. I know it's been, I'll say for me, it's been a little rough copy. So we have no further check-ins. I'm going to close the net at this time. I thank you all that participated and all those that stood by as we conducted the net. Tri-City Amateur Radio Club sponsors this net, and their meeting is on the second Tuesday of each month, which was last night, at the American Red Cross office at 1031 Route 32. That's 1031 Route 32 in Montville. Meetings are at 7:30 p.m. and are open to all interested persons, licensed or not. Information about the club may be found at www.tricityarc.com. We thank those for the use of this repeater. That will be held again next Wednesday at 7 p.m. on either this frequency or 147.06. I now return the repeater to normal amateur use. This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango. Good evening and 7-3.